On this episode of the Naturist Living Show, Naked Wanderings.
This episode of the Naturist Living Show is brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. At Bear Oaks, we offer traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Free your body, free your mind. www.bearoaks.ca.
Welcome, dear listener, to episode 104 of the Naturist Living Show. My name is Stéphane Deschaine. I'm your host for this podcast and the owner of Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. First, I want to start with a quick apology. As you probably know from the earlier episode, we launched a new website and a whole new structure for the podcast in this fall, and I made a mistake, and there was actually two feeds, and Google has Google Podcast now, and if you're listening through Google Podcast, there were two feeds, and as somebody pointed out, the second feed was accent, which shouldn't have existed, was not showing the newer episodes, so that's now fixed. Took a little while, and that's now fixed, so if you suddenly had three episodes show up all at once, and that's the reason. So my apologies for anybody for who that caused some confusion. If you're active online, as most people are, you've probably run across a post or two or many of Naked Wanderings. They started a little while ago with a blog, and they've been very active and very effective in getting a lot of followers on social media for their blog as they travel around the world and experience naturism in a variety of places. And I like what they've been writing. I like what they've been saying. I don't always agree, but occasionally I've posted comments about that, and we've had some interesting discussions. That's what it's about. We've got to keep talking. What is naturism? What it's about? Everybody's aware of my feelings with regards to clothing optional and why that doesn't work. They sometimes agree, sometimes disagree, and it's made for some fun and interesting conversations. So aside from discussing it with them online, I wanted to invite them to come and visit Bear Oaks. So for a few reasons. One, while discussing stuff like that online works perfectly fine, it's always more interesting in person to meet the people. Secondly, I want to encourage them and support them any way I can, because anybody who's spending all their time traveling around and promoting naturism on social media is somebody who should be supported and encouraged. And they are promoting the movement. Their popularity is good for naturism in general, and I want to support that. And of course, it's good for Bear Oaks. It's good marketing. It's good to get people who are influencers, as you know, as you've probably read about, to talk about Bear Oaks and to talk about your business if you want them to come. And that helps promote it. That's how you get the word out on social media. And finally, most of you may not know this, but I'm half Belgian. As a quick aside, my mother is from Belgium. Half of me is the son of an immigrant. And on my father's side, it's almost the opposite. My father's family has been in Canada since the 17th century, so nearly 400 years. So very few people other than the native population can claim to have been in North America as long as my father's family. So I'm a little of both. And they're Belgians. Sorry, forgot to mention that. But Nick and Linz, the Naked Wandering people, or the Naked Wanderers, I guess, are from Belgium as well, which is something interesting. Is that important? No, but, you know, we make these connections. Of course, Belgians are brilliant people, so why wouldn't I want to meet them? They are doing all this, and they're looking for support. So we offered them free accommodations at Bear Oaks while they stayed. And that is, you know, if you think they're making a lot of money, they're not. It still costs money to travel, to eat, to support their lives. They are taking planes, which is not generally paid by people. So the support that they're getting helps them continue to do this, which I think is probably a dream for most naturists, to spend your time making a living and working as a naturist, which is what they're doing right now. Is that something they can do for the rest of their lives? Probably not, because it doesn't make that much money. In some cases, they are doing a little bit better. Some of the larger resorts in Europe can afford to pay them more to do more. And they have a few other plans that they're working on. But smaller resorts like Bear Oaks can't afford to spend as much money for that social media influence. But we can offer them, support them in their trip. We can offer them the accommodations. That doesn't actually cost us anything directly. And it helps support the club. It helps support naturism. It helps support them for supporting naturism. So it's a good thing. And surprisingly, very few places have been willing to do that. And I don't understand that. Well, I guess I do understand that. We've discussed how a lot of clubs don't seem to understand marketing. So, you know, you can refer to my Marketing Naturism podcast if you want to review that again, if you heard it before. If you haven't, I'll put a link in the show notes so you can hear all about that. So, of course, while they were at Bear Oaks, we had a chat and I recorded it so you can learn more about Naked Wanderings and what it's all about and what they're doing and who they are.
Hi, I'm Nick from Belgium.
And I'm Linz, also from Belgium.
And you guys are the...
Naked Wanderings.
What's that?
What's that? It's a brand? No. It's it's a blog. We have a travel blog and a nudist blog, but it's the combination of traveling and nudism.
And why do you do this?
Because we became naturists somewhat 8 to 10 years ago. We got more and more into the lifestyle and we tried to find information about it on the internet, but we couldn't really find what we were looking for. Information that was not patronizing and was suitable for people our own age. So we thought, if we can't find it, we're gonna make it ourselves. And that's how Naked Wanderings started. And we blogged about naturism in general for about 8, 9, 10 months. And then we decided to go travel the world and to change our website a little bit towards naturist traveling. So now we have a naturist travel blog.
Oh, so you say people your own age, because nobody can see you because this is audio only. What does that mean?
I am 32 and Nick is 36. Yeah, but at the time we started our blog, we were early 30s. but when we looked things up on Google, we were like in our 20s. And all the pictures of people who are into naturism, they were all a little bit older than us. So that was the whole idea behind it.
So you're at that age, you're obviously not in retirement, and you're traveling all the time. So are you doing this because you're making a lot of money?
No. That's the bad news. We worked quite hard for 5 years. We didn't spend any money on furniture or cars or any expensive things. We just saved it up. And now we are kind of spending it all. Of course, with the hope that somewhere on the road we will be able to make money with Naked Wanderings. But if it's not the case, it will still be the best experience ever.
Well, but you do get some help, don't you?
Yeah, we do get some help from people like you, for example, Stefan. No, because we try to work together with resorts or campgrounds. We write about their place and sometimes we get free accommodations or free food or free wine or free company, and that makes it all worth it.
Well, that makes sense, because you're promoting naturism and you're promoting specific clubs. So there's a value to that. Mm-hmm. And how popular is your blog and you're on social media as well? How popular? How many people do you reach?
At the moment, our blog reaches about 50,000 people a month. And our social media, our followers all together, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, will be around 60,000, I think.
Well, that's quite impressive. So people should be excited about having you come by. So where have you been?
We started in Europe 1 year ago, 13 months ago, because it was still summer in Europe. So we started in Croatia, our trip, the Mecca of nudism and naturism. And then we traveled to Montenegro, Greece. Greece, Asia, Sri Lanka, Bali, Thailand, and then we flew into New York because we had a friend and she was giving a party and she was like, oh, you have to come. So yeah, that's a good reason to go to New York. And then we traveled in San Francisco area, California, San Diego, and then we went to Mexico. Huge community over there starting. And now we are here in Canada.
So that's impressive. So you only started this 13 months ago, and you've already reached that many people. Did you expect to be that as successful as you are? And why do you think you are?
We never expected it, but of course we hoped it. But the interesting thing is we always, our target audience was people our own age, let's say between 20 and 50 years old, who are more adventurous than the, and more maybe a little bit more free thinking than the established naturist. At the beginning of Naked Wanderings, when we wrote about the general topics about naturism, after half a year, we did a survey and checked our audience, and the average visitor was an American guy about 60 years old, which was completely next to our target. And then with the travel rebranded, at the moment we were at 25,000 followers or monthly visitors. We rebranded towards travel, more towards travel and adventure. Our audience dropped to 10, 15,000. That's 10, 13 months ago. But meanwhile, we attracted a lot of new, much newer audience, which is exactly who we're looking for. Now our average audience is between 18 and 45, and we attract much more women than we used to. So we are very happy with it. We didn't expect it, but we learn. It's a very big learning curve. And even after next month, Naked Wanderings will be 2 years old, and we're still learning every day about our audience, what people want, what people expect, and what they find interesting in what we are doing. For example, we have a part called Naturist Talks on our website, which is an interview series. And we ask people the same 7 questions, but people all over the world. And to us, after a half year, it became a bit boring. And we thought that our audience was not really interested in it anymore. But we did a survey about and asked what parts of our website people found interesting. Naturist Talks was number one. So it's not because we think it's getting a bit boring that our audience thinks the same. So it keeps we have to keep asking people like, what do you think? What do you want to improve us to improve? How can we help you further? And we learn from it.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think the change in your branding changed your audience so much? That's a significant change, right? So why do you think it appealed better to younger people and more female audience?
I think it's because we travel to different places that are not like top of your mind when you think about a naturist place, like Thailand, for example. Like people from Europe, if you say to them, we were in Thailand and we met a lot of naturist places or nudist places, they were like, oh, really? Thailand? Or, oh, Mexico? Really? So we try to search for new things and more adventurous things. We were talking about it before, like everybody knows Kaap d'Agde, because it's also the Mecca of nudism. But we were like, okay, everybody knows Kabdak. So we tried to search for something new and something different. And I think that is the main reason why we attract more younger people and also more females. And I think also because we are a couple and I am in the pictures as well and in our blog and everything. And we write about our own experience. And that is why we attract more females as well.
Now, you're... Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. And another big thing is that we invested a lot of time in social media. And that's also something that started, well, when we started this trip. Before, we had an Instagram account, but there were two pictures on it. We had a Facebook page, which we didn't really use. We had a Twitter account, but yeah, we didn't really use it either, except for sharing some of our content. But then, at the beginning of this trip, we focused a lot on social media and gained a very big audience, which is also... Social media attracts younger people, a younger audience, much more than a regular blog. And that's also a reason. It's all connected, so people who visit our Instagram move towards our blog, move towards our Facebook page. So it's all connected, and that also attracted a much younger audience. For example, when we started, I remember very well at one of the first campgrounds we went in Croatia, we had 300 followers on Instagram. Now we have 36,000.
Yeah.
So that's all, the majority of them is young. If we look at the statistics, they are minus 40, I think. Mm-hmm. So the majority, so... That also helps a lot to attract younger people.
And it's a 50-50 range, like female and men.
Yeah. It shouldn't be a surprise, but apparently it is, because you look at a lot of naturist resorts and clubs and their social media activity is almost non-existent. Mm-hmm. And then they ask why they don't attract young people. It seems really obvious to me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it's not to everybody. What is your social media strategy? What do you find works best? So let's assume that some of the people listening out there run a club and they know social media is important, but they haven't been as successful. What works?
Pictures. Social media is all about the picture. It has to be a very good, beautiful, clear picture. The lighting must be good, the colors must be good, and the caption. Like if you write something about that picture, it has to be clear. That people know what this picture is, where it's been taken. Why do you post that picture? That is one thing. And the second thing is interact with your audience. That is one of the most important things on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. Yeah, interact, ask questions, reply, follow other people, and yeah, interact.
But that's a lot of work.
It is. But I like it. It's fun. And sometimes you like the answers that people give you is funny, and you learn a lot as well. And just like interacting is like making sentence, not like a thumbs up or a smiley, or that is not interaction, like interact on a proper way. Yeah.
Well, Nick, yesterday we were at the Naked State Artist in Residence presentation, and you were next to me and you were taking pictures. You may have taken, I don't know, 100 pictures just last night. Isn't that a huge amount of work to take those pictures and sort through them and find the right ones and post them?
It is. Of course, you get better with the time. What used to take hours to process 10, 15 pictures now take hours to process 100 pictures. So the more you do it, it's the same as with writing. The more you do it, the more you get used to it, and the better it goes and the faster it goes. But still, it asks for time. But this is called, it's called building an audience. And it's there's the word building. It's like building a house. You can't think of a house and expect it to be there. It takes a lot of time. It takes connecting to the right people. It takes the right materials. It takes learning who to trust, who not to trust, who to work with, who not to work with. It's networking. And in the end, you get there, but it's a lot of work.
So on social media, especially to you, Linz, women have a very hard time, because when they're active on social media and they post their pictures, they attract often a lot of unsolicited offers, shall we say, perhaps imagery you weren't looking for, and insults and criticism of your body and what you look like and everything else. Do you get that, and how do you deal with it if you do?
Of course we get that. I think everybody gets that. But it's not only me. For example, if you post a picture of Nick, it's the same thing that happens. So it's not
the same. Most men don't have the same level of it.
It depends on what kind of picture and depends on what kind of social media you post the picture. But we get it. And at the beginning, we were trying to educate the people. This is not a good comment, or why do you post this comment or whatever. But now I don't care anymore, to be honest. And if we lose those people as audience or as followers, I don't care, because those are not the right people anymore. Those are not the people we want to attract, or we want to share our story with. So I just block them and I don't care anymore. Yeah.
So how do you do that so you don't care?
How do I do that?
Yeah. Does it not bother you?
I take a glass of wine and no. I don't know. Yeah, I think because of our travels and of all the people we've met, I feel more comfortable about my own body as well. And whenever some people say stupid things about me, in real life or on social media, I am confident that it's not true what they say. And maybe it is true, but that's your opinion. And if you don't like it, then don't look at me or whatever. So I just don't care anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
There is a movement in social media where in the past it used to be your own page and sharing your own pictures to your friends. And now it moves towards groups. And we see this a lot in countries where naturism is growing right now, that they use WhatsApp groups, Facebook groups, where a lot of naturists who they often don't know in real life get together and start sharing things. The big problem is that you never or rarely know who the moderator is and what his or her intentions are. And we think that here's a very big opportunity for the federations to make official groups. So if you join it as a woman or even as a man, you know that it's moderated by somebody from a federation, and you know that they will check who else is in the group and kick out anyone who's inappropriate or who tries to approach you in different ways. It's like in a resort. In a resort, there's a management, and if you misbehave, you get kicked out. And you trust the resort because you know there is this management who kicks people out. The same thing should be applied to social media groups. And if you can create, you will never be able to make Facebook a safe environment. But you are able to make the groups a safe environment. And that will attract more people who otherwise feel too fragile to be receiving inappropriate pictures and insults and requests and stuff like that.
Well, but the other thing that bothers some people, and women more so, is once you post your picture, you've lost control, and especially if you're nude. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, somebody had taken your picture on Twitter and used it somewhere else. It wasn't terrible, but it could be. Mm-hmm. They could be taking your picture and putting it on a porn site. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that bother you?
Bothering is a strong word. Of course it bothers me. But that's why always be careful before you post something and think about like what you're posting. And it's not only about nudity. It could happen with any picture you post. It could happen with a picture when you walking your dog and maybe that picture would be added and replaced somewhere else. So like, especially to young people, we say, think about before you post something? Is it like, okay, is this a good picture? Is this okay? What if this picture goes viral? Is it still be okay for me that this picture goes viral? It's not in our control anymore, the whole social media thing. So you have to be careful, of course, and think about what you post.
But if you post just a picture of you smiling, walking your dog, but it's a nature's pictures, you'll be nude. Mm-hmm. And that could become sexual for someone, mm-hmm. or be put on a porn site. Mm-hmm. So some people's solution is to never post anything online. Mm-hmm. But obviously you don't do that. So what is your thoughts on that?
Yeah.
We have our full frontal nudity policy, yeah, with Naked Wanderings, which started because the pictures we found, if you search naturist in Google, you see proud 50-year-old man standing full frontal in the camera. And we wanted to bring the message that naturism does not mean that you have to be comfortable being completely naked in front of a camera. And it has its advantages that we appear very rarely naked in pictures, like completely naked. Sometimes it happens when we are in a conversation and people take pictures of a group conversation, but it's rare. And we think about those things because it's like you say, it can always happen that a picture goes somewhere that it's not supposed to go. And it's like Lynn said, that we try to tell this to our audience as well, because there is a lot of pressure, especially online. It bothers me a lot when people say, send me a nude picture. So we say, no, but you're a naturist. I say, where's the connection? So because I'm a naturist, I'm supposed to send a naked picture of myself to a complete stranger. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. But of course, and for us, it might be a little bit easier because Naked Wanderings has become our life. So we don't really care that much anymore when naked pictures of us appear on the internet. We put naked pictures of ourselves on Instagram constantly. But there's a difference. We try not to be full frontal in a lens because it sends the wrong image.
Right, but even so, there's lots of pictures of you top free, yeah? Mm-hmm. So there's, and I'll say, I get emails all the time at Bear Oaks, and I tend to use social media in Bear Oaks, all of the people, because it's not just me for Bear Oaks that does social media and answers emails. We don't say what our gender is, and we use a name that, because they can't see us, we use a name that can be either gender, Chris, Sam. Right, they could be a male or female, and some people want to know, and those are people we know we don't need to talk to, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what how can we help you? Mm-hmm. And yes, we get the email saying, usually it seems to come from the Middle East. Somebody says, "Hi, I love nudism. Please send picture." Yeah, I don't know, and of course the answer is no. That's not what it's about. We have actually a very standard answer, copy and paste that answer all the time. Or they send us a picture of themselves. Maybe it's them, maybe it's not. And then they want us to send a picture back. Like, that's what it's supposed to be about. So there are people that misuse us and that exploit us. So you know that for 100 years that's been happening. Mm-hmm. So the reason that some women will not put pictures online is because even top free, somebody will take that picture and use it for sexual purposes, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So you know that. Mm-hmm. Why are you okay with it? How do you make it okay in your mind?
That's really a very difficult question for me.
It is okay with you, is it?
It is. And I think it's the same answer to your previous question. I just don't care anymore. Yeah. And yeah, yeah. And I don't know how or I don't know why, but I just don't care anymore. And if somebody else do it and that makes them happy, then yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if somebody takes a picture of me and yeah, I don't know if it's appropriate to say or not on this podcast, but and when they go to bed and they think of me and they look at my picture and they are happy that for those 5 seconds, then okay. Yeah, you know, I just, as long as they don't harass me and as long as, yeah, I don't care anymore, really.
No, I think I agree with you. I think that's the right thing to do because you don't know it's happening. You can only imagine it's happening.
Yeah.
And that's where people, I think, drive themselves crazy mm-hmm. because they're imagining, and it's the same thing with their children. They're imagining some pedophile is going to use the picture. It's possible.
It is possible, indeed, indeed. But is that the way to spend your life? It's the same thing like driving a car and constantly thinking, oh, what if something's going to happen to me or I'm going to hit another car and I will die. And I think it's in the same mindset because you can just enjoy being naked and walk around and enjoy or constantly think, oh, somebody's going to take my picture, somebody's going to take my picture. Yeah. Then all the attention is on somebody else or maybe on somebody else instead of you enjoying it. And I prefer me enjoying life naked than worry about something else.
Yeah, well, it's very much like, you know, not wearing a certain dress because you might be afraid that you'll be attacked or...
Yeah.
You know, there's many things in life that you either become the victim or you blame the people who are doing something wrong. If somebody uses my picture not the way I wanted it to be used, they've done something wrong, not me.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so let's change the topic a little bit then. So you've been traveling the world. You've seen a lot of resorts, beaches, clubs, groups. What have you learned?
One of the biggest things we learned is that naturism is not definable anymore. It used to be a very defined term back in the 50s, 60s, whenever. But now it has expanded. And on one hand, it's a good thing because more and more people start to try naturism. But we like to say that there are at the moment as much naturisms as there are naturists. People do it for a lot of different reasons, and to us they're all valid. If you like to be naked just because you like to have an equal tan, but you don't care about nature, you don't care about the social aspect, who are we to judge that you are not the real naturist? And that's one of the things that bothers us on the internet as well, that people keep calling us that we are not naturists because we say things like, okay, there are different kinds of naturism. There is family naturism. It's perfect for people who go with their families. There is adult-only naturism. It's perfect for people who don't want to go on holiday with their families, who like to leave their kids behind for a week. There is the beach naturism. There is the wood naturism. There is gay naturism. It keeps adding up, and it's impossible to define them, and we think that many resorts make the mistake to try to attract them all, which makes they aim for a very broad audience and they collapse because nobody's happy. If you like to go to a nature's place which is full of adults and there are a couple of kids running around, you think like, okay, this is not what I wanted. If it happens to attract a lot of men, or if it's men only, and you're there as a couple, you think, okay, this is not really what I wanted. So I think resorts should really investigate on which audience they want to attract and which maybe subdivision of naturism, and focus on that. And that's something we learned. Another thing we learned that naturism has gained a very negative undertone, something we didn't really feel in Europe, but
the word
naturism. We noticed it very much in the USA when we went to naturist places, and there were very few people, and a lot of times they were older, and everybody was complaining that youth is not interested in naturism anymore. And then we go to a nude beach, and it's full of young people, but they don't call themselves naturists because it pushes them into a certain way of which they think that it comes with a certain description, a certain set of rules which they not always agree with. So they think, okay, I like to be naked, but I'm not a naturist. And also that it hangs together with the term that people try to focus on keeping naturism a very strict term, and which it is not. And that's some of the very important things we learned.
Now, do you actually mean naturism? Because very few clubs in the U.S. say naturism. They tend to say nudist. Is that, are you using two words interchangeably?
I use the two words interchangeably. Because we were, in Europe, in Belgium, we were naturists. Because nudists have quite an undertone. Then we went to America, and suddenly we were nudists, because everybody's a nudist. The naturist is a term, it exists in the US, but much less than in Europe. And then we came to Baroque's, and we're naturists again. So we don't care about the terms that much. We use them very interchangeably.
So what's the future? What are you thinking of for the next year or so?
That's the question we've been trying to answer for the last 2 years. And every couple of months we know that, okay, now we found it. And we've been in every direction. We thought that luxurious resorts were the future. We thought that moving away from the federations is the future. We, for a very long time, we thought that clothing optional was the future. And we still think that it's one part of the future. But then again, when we see how Baroque's works and still holds on to very traditional values, and it works great, we are not sure if modernization is really the future. We think that it doesn't really matter what kind of place you maintain and what kind of values you maintain, as long as you do it for the right audience. But the way of doing so is very important. The way of promoting your place, the way of keep improving your place, that's not always modernizing, but it has a lot to do with it. And we believe that in the near future, naturism will boom, especially in Europe, but also in other parts. Asia, we also expect to be booming. South America, we expect a lot to be booming. That's why we recently changed our plans. We were planning to go to New Zealand and Australia, but we changed them completely, and this winter we go to South America, because we know that Brazil is growing very much, and we want to be there and see how they are doing. And it's very interesting. In January, we made a prediction that 2018 and 2019 would be the summers of naturism. Last month, also the big newspapers like Forbes made the same prediction. We find it very cool to answer like we said that a half year ago. But we are certain that it will grow. Naturism is really coming out of the closet. More and more people are interested in it, and more people are not that afraid anymore to give it a try. They used to be, when there was a sign on the beach, nudist beach, people used to run away. And now they gain more curiosity because they're not that afraid about nudity anymore. But of course, I'm mostly talking about Europe. I know in the US and Canada it's still more difficult, but I think that the movement will come over. Normally things come from the US to Europe, but new naturism has always come from Europe to the US. And we're quite sure that America will follow.
My apologies for the terrible sound at the end. I don't know what happened. It's kind of funny because that was actually the second recording. My equipment failed on the first recording, or the settings weren't right. And then something went wrong in the end of that recording as well. So I apologize. I left it in because what they're saying, I think, is very interesting. I'm sorry if you have to, the squealing sound is annoying and you have to turn it up in order to hear it. So as you can hear, the lovely people, it was a lot of fun hanging out with them. They were there for quite a bit. They traveled around Canada, came back, and we really enjoyed having them. I'd like to think they're good friends now, and I hope that we get to see Nick and Linz again, if not at Baroque's, somewhere else as they travel around the world. I'm particularly intrigued by their ideas that there are different types of naturism. I mean, everyone knows my thoughts on the ethical naturism versus recreational naturism scale. Nothing wrong with being a part of that scale, but it does try to explain to different types of people. But also, as they pointed out, there's also different markets within naturism. Even if you're an ethical naturist, you might be looking for a family place versus a place where you can just get away as a couple, or because you don't have children. So there's lots of interesting stuff. So we recorded this, by the way, in the summer of 2018. It's January 2019 right now as I record this. And they mentioned they had 36,000 followers on Instagram. They're now up to almost 42,000, and they keep growing. And I'll provide links to all their social media network. But they're doing it right. They're getting it. They're actually very interesting. They're smart folks. What they write isn't just trip reviews. They address issues that people don't always agree with. That causes debate and discussion. But as I said before, I think that's good. So links to their blog, to everything, will be in the show notes. I thank you for listening, as always. I really appreciate all the listeners we get. Again, my name is Stéphane Deschênes. I'm your host of this podcast and the owner of Bear Oaks Family Nature's Park. Please keep sending me your comments and suggestions. I really appreciate getting them and always enjoy reading them. And I'm sorry if I haven't replied to everyone. I try. But sometimes life is really busy with all the different businesses I have, and I don't always get to reply to everyone. So you can leave a comment. The show's website is now naturistlivingshow.com. For the last four episodes, I've told you we now have our own website. And the contact email is contact@naturistlivingshow.com. But the old contact information will still work. You can also call, by the way. Nobody does that, or very few people do, but you can call and leave a message, which I will put in a future episode. You can call, if you're in North America, you can call toll-free 1-888-373-9124, or outside of North America, you dial country code 1-905-473-6060, or you can even use Skype, and the Skype name is Bear Oaks, and in all cases, those are the contact numbers for Bear Oaks itself, and that puts you in the main phone system. And then the show's extension is extension 333. You can call, leave a comment, you can re-record it, you can even delete it if you're not happy at the end. So if you want to leave a comment, please go ahead and do it. I hope you enjoy the show and that you'll join us again for the next episode of the Naturist Living Show.
This episode of the Naturist Living Show was brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park, traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Traditional values means that naturism is more than just taking your clothes off. It is a life philosophy with physical, psychological, environmental, social, and moral benefits. Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park strives to promote those naturist values in a modern setting that provides the amenities and services that our members and visitors expect. Free your body, free your mind. Learn more at www.bearoaks.ca.